Earnest is 2021, the year of execution. In order to execute, we have to have information. And the number one place to get the information, EYL University. Shadi, tell them what we bring in.
Yes, EYL University has been reloaded. We already have 100 past webinars. We already have weekly webinars. We already have our private investment group on Facebook. We already have monthly financial planning calls. We already have bi-weekly real estate calls. But what has been added to EYL University this year is access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, which walks you through the home buying process from A to Z. And what also has been added, breaking news alert. Yeah, everybody always asks to be in our group
chat.
How do
I get in there? How
and
I get in
when this? We talk about all the investment plays that we are making, we are going to have investment calls, group chat calls with me, Troy, and the whole team, and walk you through our plays that we're making and give you insight into our portfolios. All of that for 75% off. That's right. We are doing a blowout sale, 75% off for a limited time only. Go to EYLUniversity.com right now and sign up.
See you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked in the Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice. Make sure you have your notepads ready, but more importantly, make sure you're ready to execute on the information.
Everyone always asks me, Ian, where do I get into the market? And I think episode 14, we covered this. So for those of you who have been faithfuls, put channel in the chat if you've seen us cover this. But I want to give you three ways to get into the market. Number one is the 200-day moving average. Number two, the 72-day moving average. And number three, the price channel. The price channel. If I have to rank the importance of it, I would do price channel first, 72-day moving average second, 200-day third. Number two, where do we get out of the market? You want to get out at a five-year mark. Please put in chat, time in the market is the most important indicator. So 5 years, 10 years are the first two targets you should have if you have quality. If you're not willing to hold it for 5 years or 10 years, you know it is trash. Nikola, GameStop, AMC, et cetera, right? We talked about Fibonacci retracements on episode 20. Write this down. Go to episode 20 if you have not heard us talk about it. You can use the 125% extension to know when to exit out of your trade. So if a company breaks out of its all-time high, when it gets to 125% or 25% over its all-time high, you can exit at that part. Number four, 5X your initial entry. So if you're in a tech-based company or biotech or a high-growth company, you can set a limit order for, let's say your entry is $100. You can set your limit order for $500 to exit you out. Of course, trading has considerable risks. There's no guarantee that it will go to that mark based on a company and evaluation and the fundamentals of that company. But 5X is your secondary target. Okay, when to short? Please write this down. If it's a grade F stock with poor fundamentals, number one. Number two, if the price is 500 or 100, excuse me, 50 or 140 bucks over the top of the market, that's a good sign for it to short if it's not a great company. So Hertz, Nikola, AMC, GameStop, companies with no proper fundamentals, weak revenue, and all of a sudden they pop up 140 bucks, 220 bucks. If you give it 9 to 19 weeks, please write that down. 9 to 19 weeks, that will allow you to establish a short position if the company is no good. Number four, I always call it here. So if a company is not good, I'll be sure to mention it. And number five, when the fundamentals do not match, it is a value trap. I don't want to see us get hurt and devastated by these companies that are not any good because they were hyped up on boards and Discords and things of that nature. Okay, how to evaluate a company. We talked about this before. So once you get through your technicals, let's go through fundamentals. And we covered some of this before, but how to evaluate a company, the founder, the character of the founder and the team, the vision, the number one thing that they can do that no one else in the world can do. That is key. Please write that down. Number six, when you are investing in the company, what is their unbreakable competitive advantage? Bitcoin being added to Tesla since they were pre-revenue is a competitive advantage for them right now. Apple having an extensive moat is a competitive advantage. Whatever company you love right now, please put what the competitive advantage is of that asset or company. How much cash do they have on hand? I'll skip down to number 12, cash flow premium or consistent cash flow. There is a reason that monthly recurring and annual recurring amongst software companies are so popular, right? Number 13, which business are they number one in or at least top three, and they have a superior customer experience? So go down this list and I need you to check off each box before you consider investing in it. Now for defense, it's great to have a company that can change the world, but what if 93 other companies and they get, you know, let's say Mark Cuban invests in 10 of them and Damon John invests in another 10 and Chris Sacca invests in another 10, they may come and eat that startup's lunch. These economic moats matter. One, low cost of production, high switching costs, network effect. We talked about this last week as well. Number 8, do they have a legal monopoly? Companies like Stryker, companies like Pool, I could argue, have a legal monopoly where they virtually have no competition in their space. Brand loyalty is key, and also the value of the brand. And hopefully we get a chance to ask Mark about how he built Dallas Mavericks brand up to be worth what it is. This is a very key fundamental part that I have not talked about before, but I'll talk about next week. You need to focus your intention on investing in conglomerates. So which company is this? They are involved in tech, software, hardware, currently healthcare, fintech, electronic vehicles, consumer, and space exploration. If I brought this company to you and I told you they were cash flow positive and they had considerable market share and mind share in their category, you'd be like, this is a home run. That company is Apple. Amazon is in the space. You can argue that Tesla is a conglomerate as well in the making. You want to invest in conglomerates. IBM once was, and then it's lost its position and it's holding in the market. Next one, three most important indicators. Number one is the grandfather of them all, quantitative easing. We would not have all these companies rising to record levels and all these record level SPACs, kudos to Josh, that are returning 500 and 800% without quantitative easing. Inverted yield curve tells you ahead of time when a crash is going to happen. I tell you guys every week, don't worry about a crash. If that axis ever gets crossed and the inverted yield curve does break, you have 18 to 36 months to begin preparing where you want to get in the market and prepare in advance. You have to prepare when everyone else is happy. So when disaster is on your door, you are not panicking. And number three, the only time frame that guarantees that you will win in the market is if you hold your assets for 20 years. And I know many of you don't want to hear it. Truth be told, a lot of you are losing more money than you care to admit because you will not hold a position long enough for it to be fruitful for you. This is key for your personal life.
That's a gem. Don't let that go over your head.
If I'm looking at a person and I'm comparing and I say, okay, let's say I'm going against Mark. He's going to eat me for lunch, right? But if I'm only willing to hold my position for a year, it does not matter how many exotic strategies and derivatives I put in inside of it to outperform him. If he will wait 20 years, he's going to outperform me because no man can beat time. It is the biggest lever that we have in our favor. And I know some of us are starting late, but this is where the freedom satellite kicks in. Please write this down. There is no freedom financially without you tying yourself to a business. I talked about it with Ace Hood a couple of weeks ago. Kudos to Khaled. But one thing, artists, I need you guys to realize, if you do not invest in a company to get equity in it, you don't own it. Everyone's freedom is going to be tied to a business. So this is a matrix that you have to follow top to bottom. Business, stocks, real estate, life insurance, a job or two. There's nothing wrong with working because most entrepreneurs make less than $33,000 a year. So for those of you that have good careers, kudos to you. Okay, you want at least 4 revenue streams in your business to start. Ideally, you want 24. And these last two are very key because it doesn't matter how much you make. Risk mitigation. So insurance is key. And then you need protection of your assets. Please type in chat tonight, what kind of business do you want to start that will give you security for yourself and your family?
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.